This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
That's right. One way or another, I'm getting Micah Parsons on the Eagles. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. On the break, by the way, he was telling me about the details of the latest Tubi show he's watching that we can't talk about on the air.
Yeah,
this
a lot.
Channel's wild. Yeah, absolutely wild. All right, you know what else is wild? How many people out there don't want Micah Parsons on the Eagles? We're talking about a generational, and Hugh doesn't like that word, one of the best young pass rushers the league has ever had, first 4 years of his career. 52.5 sacks. Here's what I'm thinking today. The Cowboys are a mess. The Cowboys have no future. They haven't re-signed him yet. According to Jane Slater, they haven't even made meaningful conversations with Parsons yet. It sounds to me like it's going to be another thing where they're going to take it right to the end, probably overpay him. They're in a bad way. If I'm Howie Roseman, I have 20 draft picks in the next 2 years. You know what I'm doing? I'm calling up Jerry. I'm seeing what the least he's willing to take to get the Parsons situation off his hands. Would I give up a 1, a 2, and a 3 in the next 2 years combined? Yeah. Go get Micah Parsons, put him on the Philadelphia Eagles. I believe Parsons and Jalen Carter would combine for the best young defensive duo the league has seen in years. I mean, maybe more than a decade. 215-592-9494. Much like Doug in Douglas, I'm dug in on this. I want Parsons on the Eagles. Hugh, do you want Micah here in Philadelphia?
No. No. No, I don't. I mean, I think he's a decent player, no question. I mean, I think that a lot of times during the playoffs, he comes up missing on the back of a milk carton. And I don't really think that you need to pay the kind of money that you're going to have to pay Micah Parsons to get that production. I think you can get that kind of production from one of those young guys that you're probably going to get in the draft in the committee. That's how they did it last year. The Eagles have gotten a formula where they like to keep the rotation. You know, they rotate guys in and out. Jalen Carter's going to be the million-dollar man, a billion, half a $100 million man, whatever you want to say, in a couple years. He's going to be the guy that's going to be on the field for the most part. They found a good group of individuals. Well, they did last year. This year remains to be seen because they just signed some guys, Aziz Ojulari and the other defensive end.
Josh Uche.
Uche. But they've done a good job of getting a lot of production out of that rotation that they've had. We talk about Jalen Hunt, and people are talking about, well, we don't know what he's going to be next year because we didn't see a whole lot. But what you saw from him in a small sampling size was pretty productive. And I think that that's how they want to do it. You want to have your fringe guys, the guys on the perimeter. You want to be able to rotate them in and out and keep them fresh. Those are the guys that are for the lack of a better way of saying it, for the Eagles, are expendable. the interior guys. You've identified, like when Fletch was here, Fletch was that dude that he never came off the field. He was the guy, he was the catalyst, if you will, for everything. And then you work guys in around him, but at the end of the day, you identified Fletch as that one cat that no matter what the situation was, he was on the field.
Yeah, he
was. That's Jalen Carter. Everybody else is interchangeable. Those secondary players, they're going to be out there. But those speed rushers, they want fresh legs out there every time that quarterback gets back to throw the football. So that's going to be a rotational thing.
Well, that's what they've typically done, and they could still do that. But I'm just looking at this. I'm looking at these names, these six names. And if you tell me the Eagles had these six players for the next few years, I would say the defense we saw this year, they could replicate that and be the best in the league year in, year out. Cooper DeJean, Quinyon Mitchell, Jalen Carter, Zach Bond, Nolan Smith, Micah Parsons. I mean, give me whatever other Jimmys or Joes you want to put out there as the other five on defense. Those six would control the league. I mean, it would be the best group of defenders in the NFL. Players like this just don't come available at this age, and that's the one of the biggest reasons that I am so into this is because how young he is. I was against the Garrett thing because I don't know how much longer he's going to be great. Mm-hmm. Parsons should and you know injuries happen and all that stuff, but should be great for the next 5 years. Like his prime is about to arrive here, but of course I got to fight back against everyone who thinks he's a loser.
Well, he is.
Well, he's got loser tendencies, but
he's
a
loser tendencies.
No, hold on, he talks like a loser. It's probably a loser.
He has loser tendencies. Sometimes but he's not a loser.
No, sometimes people that have losing tendencies, you put them in a winning situation and they change.
Mm, or they rot the rest of the bunch.
Mm, I, you know what?
And they drag you down.
Again, at one point, there was a 19-year-old player who would put eye black on, and he was called a punk. He was mm-hmm. plunked by Cole Hamels. He was choked out by Jonathan Papelbon. Yep. And then what'd he do? He grew up, and he became a guy you'd build a franchise around.
He basically said that the manager, they got outcoached.
well,
they did that, yeah. Counterpoint,
some more money.
As mm-hmm. much as I love Bryce, mm-hmm. we haven't won anything, really.
Well, that's true. But he has performed in big games.
he has.
He's performed.
Yep. Parsons doesn't.
Well, he does it. But you know, we can rescue him from a bad situation. Let's hear what LeSean McCoy. Sometimes Shady hits the nail on the head. This time he did. Rescue Parsons from Dallas. Bring him here.
Trade Micah Parsons because he's too good for the Cowboys. I'm being serious, though. I'm tired of him being
that's a different conversation.
No, I'm tired of him being in a franchise. They complain about everything. Any team would love to have Michael Parsons.
No question. Complaining about that's the problem.
His
pocket.
Nobody that's small. All he does is wreck games and get crazy busy on the field. I think it's time for, because everybody thinks it's a Cowboy thing. No. It's a Micah thing. Let Micah go because Micah is too good for the Cowboys. Let him go to a better franchise, a winning franchise. He has to deal with all that bull crap. Because my thing is, you quick to pay the quarterback who can't get it done.
Exactly.
Right? CeeDee Lamb, I love CeeDee Lamb.
No
He's
question,
nice.
Baller.
Other than CeeDee Lamb and Micah Parsons, who else you got over there?
That's all I'm saying.
Right? Trayvon Diggs is a really good player, but I'm thinking when you talk about elevating a team mm-hmm. and making everybody better, that's what Micah Parsons does.
You know what I appreciate about Shady there? Two things. One, he's right. Two, I think. I forget who it was with him, but his co-host basically said that Shady was changing the conversation, and Shady just plowed through. He's like,
I don't care.
I got a point to make, and I'm making my point.
He did. He made his point. I don't agree with it, but he made his point, and he was loud. and he completely ignored that red light. He completely ignored it. He doesn't make his teams better, though.
He doesn't.
I don't feel
that. I agree. I disagree.
So here's the thing. We talk about, does he elevate the Cowboys? He doesn't. What were the Cowboys before Micah Parsons? They were a team that one year won, you know, would win the division, 12 games, 13 games, go to the playoffs, and lose in the divisional round. What are they after adding Micah Parsons? They're the same team.
Okay, in general, yes. But I think we're kind of forgetting how the downward trajectory they were on. They were 8-8, 6-10. They drafted him 12-5, 12-5, 12-5. I know they can't win in the playoffs. I laugh at that too. But they were 6-10 when he got there. They've won 12-12-12. And then last year, they played better when he got back. Remember that he missed like four games? And then they played pretty well for 2 months when he got back. I think he's more of a difference maker than we acknowledge because ultimately they don't win anything important.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But I don't blame him for that.
Well,
listen, he doesn't have to be a super difference maker. He's just like a cherry on top. Listen, Saquon was a cherry on top.
Saquon was the difference maker.
He was, for real.
But in terms of, like, what I keep hearing today, and now Kyle made the point earlier, leadership, Saquon's personality, that was huge. That was unquantifiable, as Hugh likes to say about Jalen, right?
If he can get the word out.
Unquantifiable intangibles. Yes.
But the point was made by me and other people last year. Like, the Eagles' run game was good. The Eagles' pass rush right now is good. But as Kyle said last year, I'm going to steal it now because it fits my point. If you soup it up, if you get a great player, you'll take a good pass rush and make it special.
I respect that.
And you were right.
That was wrong when I was saying this about Myles Garrett. No.
You were right that you take a good running game, you make it special with Saquon. You're right, Hugh. This pass rush is good. It'll be good next year with Jalen Hyatt and Nolan Smith.
But you want a supercharge.
I want a supercharge. Let's go.
I would rather have the dude from Jacksonville.
Trayvon?
Then Micah.
Yeah. Well, I think the Eagles might too. We'll see who costs more in a trade and if they both move. 215-592-9494. All right, this hour, 94 WIP, fueled by Sunoco 94 Octane. If you demand peak performance for your vehicle, then nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane will do. Treat your car to 94 only at Sunoco. Let's go back to the phones here. And then, of course, the end of your phone call. The madness has begun. Day two of the NCAA tournament is on TV in front of us. And day two of the bracket of Hughes. We have quite a few matchups still to determine today, as by the end of the day, the field of 64 will be down to just 32 Hugh Douglases left. Rob and Delco, what's up, Rob?
Good afternoon, Joe. Good afternoon, Hugh. How you guys
doing? What's going on, man?
Hey, Rob.
Hey, listen, man, happy Friday to you boys.
Happy Friday.
Thank you, man. Listen, I got a Phil's comment and then a thing with Parsons and hopefully a pick at the end with you guys.
You got it.
I kind of want a high number. I like doing those upsets. I picked a 13 over a 4 yesterday, so.
All right, I will give you a potential upset, all right? We'll see what you do with it.
Yeah, we'll see what you do. Listen, Phil's real fast. Tell me this isn't true, okay? Because I think I heard it, and then this is why I kind of agree with what Harper said about that. I don't know if it's strictly the manager's decision, but if it is, this is why I agree with Harper saying he's been out-coached the last few years in the playoffs, okay? Yeah. Tell me, is Johan Rojas our starting center fielder?
So it doesn't sound like it. From what I'm seeing and hearing, the plan is to give Marsh more of a shot to play every day, even against lefties. Now, Rob, I don't know what kind of leash that is, if it's like a week or two. But I think they're going to let Marsh try to play every day, and Rojas is going to be more like a once a week or a defensive replacement to start the season.
Because that's what I was hearing is going to be every day. On the morning show, they were saying maybe he's the starting center fielder. And I'm like, what? You know, like, it can't be true. Because if he's in center, Joe, what you're saying, Marsh, and low and away is in right field, who's in left? Schwarber?
No, I mean, Kepler. Kepler's going to be in left.
Oh, that's right, Kepler, 230 hitter, Kepler. Okay, I guess that's better than the 220 hitter in Rojas, I guess.
Well, he's got pop at least, so it's some home runs. Yeah,
he's got pop, he does. And listen, there is something, you won't get in trouble for this. Joe, Kyle might get in trouble for this. There is something I want from Dallas, Hugh.
What you got?
They're cheerleaders. How's that sound? I mean, that's about all I want.
I don't know if you're allowed to trade for them, though, Rob. You could trade draft.
They don't have a cachet. They don't have a cachet like they once had.
No, it's not the same.
No, yeah. You?
I don't think so.
I mean, they're still there. Are they
still there.
Yeah.
They had a whole show about the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, they did.
Oh, yeah, back in the day.
Oh, they had on Netflix recently, right?
I didn't watch that.
Well, you get busy on the Tubi thing.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't watch it if, you know.
Rob, you ready for your matchup of Hughes?
Yeah, listen, Joe, let's do it, man. Let's all right. March Madness is here. Let's go.
Here we go. 14 seed, Tap Dancing Douglas versus 3 seed, Petty Hugh. And we see Petty a lot around here. Petty Hugh or Tap Dancing Douglas?
Listen, I would love to go and see Hugh Pat, but I'm going to go with the 3 seed over that.
Petty Hugh. Petty's a strong 3 seed.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Yeah, you like being Petty. Rob,
I like
we
Petty
appreciate
Hugh.
It.
Petty Hugh gets things done. Every now and then, you know, I have to sit down and talk to Petty Hugh because sometimes he has a can of gasoline and some matches with him at all times.
So you're talking to yourself?
Well, you know, I was always told it's okay to talk to yourself as long as you don't respond. Like my dad used to say that all the time. It's okay to talk to yourself as long as you don't start talking back.
I like that.
You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, sometimes you're like, dang, what you doing? But as long as you don't start having like a full conversation,
like
you're good.
Like Smeagol and Lord of the Rings?
Yeah. Like if you're having a full conversation, you got problems.
So we all do that. It's just we do it like an internal monologue, right? Like you don't say it out loud. When you do it out loud, it's a little different. But
no,
it's the same thing.
It's like, well, why you do that? Well, I did that because now that's when you got a problem.
Yeah, that's when you gotta chill out. Terrence in Springfield is up on WIP. Terrence!
Yo, Kyle, what's up, man?
What's up, buddy? What are you feeling today?
Hey, Joe, man, I'm with you on this one, man. I want Micah Parsons. Because for one thing, he needs to be studied right now because I think that bear can, it did do some damage to his head. Parsons would add depth to our team. He would add a lot of depth to our team right now. We lost half our defense. But, you know, and he's bringing over there. For all the talent we lost, this guy brought over third stringers and special teamers. That doesn't add up to the talent that we lost, Howie. So you're damn right I would take Micah Parsons right now because it would make a difference to anybody that we got right now on this team.
Well, it would. And Terrence, to give you an indication of what kind of offseason it's been, and we knew some of this was going to happen. I saw a tweet from Elliot a few minutes ago.
It's disgusting.
He ranked the top 5 Eagles acquisitions this offseason. I'm going to read these names, okay? Aziz Ojulari, and I like Aziz. A.J. Dillon. All right, that's a good flyer on a guy that has some talent. But then 3 is Dorian Thompson-Robinson.
Oh, my gosh. It's awful.
Hey, man, doing?
Listen, y'all better leave Elliot alone.
Hold on.
He didn't sign out of the year.
Now, the problem with the tweet is this is the same guy who said the Eagles have had a good offseason. You can't, on one side of your mouth, say they've had a good offseason, and then on the other side, say that their third best acquisition is Dorian Thompson-Robinson. You got to pick one, Elliot. That's a disaster.
Inside of the year.
Well, you could be inside of the year and be dead wrong sometimes.
Yeah. Elliot, if you're listening, go ahead and make that chain, man. Put that on the chain.
Can't happen.
He need to put that on the chain.
We got to keep everyone accountable around here, okay?
No, but Elliot, that dude
this is
right
like,
now.
Well, but how he can make a mistake after being the greatest. Elliot, after being inside of the year, this ranking. If Dorian Thompson-Robinson is third best acquisition, we're having a tough
offseason. Some are questioning if Elliott's peaked as an insider after this.
He said he peaked already.
Did you guys hear the odds for next year? He's not even close to the favorite.
Wow.
What are you talking about? What happened?
The odds are out for next year's insider of the year.
Oh, no.
Elliott's had a bad offseason like the Eagles.
I believe in Elliott.
You believe?
Elliott going to be charting them plays?
He's going back to back?
No, listen. Elliott's a special individual, man. Like, especially when you...
That could be
like
taken multiple ways.
Well, that's what I meant it to be. I knew exactly what I was saying when I said it.
Like, what do you say? He's different.
Well, yeah, because he has some takes where you have to look at him in his face and make sure that he believes what he's saying. And most times he does. Like, there's not one time that Elliot has been in here with us or I've been an earshot of him or sat with him and talked to him where when he had a take as outlandish as it is... He believes it.
In his soul.
In his spirit.
Yeah.
And there's something to be said about that. And we'll argue you down all day. Because he runs spike hot. He runs spike hot a lot. So, yeah, you got to respect that.
You should have seen them off the air in New Orleans. They were fighting about Paul George walking down the street. All right, Terrence, Micah, you're with me.
But this offseason, Kyle's right, man. ESP, he needs to. This is a strike to one of his points. It's not a good offseason so far. No. And the biggest point is like another person that we lost, last week was Brandon Graham. Like, but besides the time that we lost, Brandon Graham adds another depth to our defensive line. And to me, that makes a difference. He was a leader in the locker room, a veteran presence. Like, to me, he was the ultimate leader in the locker room on that defense besides Slay and those other guys. It was Brandon Graham. So, to me, bringing over – if you bring over Michael Parsons, man, I think our coaching would trump over and help him out to be a better player and maximize his talent to his best potential as he can be, man. Because losing Brandon Graham – that's a huge loss.
Yeah,
I don't care what nobody
Terrence,
says,
you
man.
Are right, and he was a, and for until November when he got hurt, he was their best pass rusher. All right, Terrence, are you ready for the bracket of Hughes?
Give it to me, man.
All
give
right.
it to me.
We got a big one here. A 2 seed, one of my favorites in the entire tournament. Of course, Benedict Arnold Douglas.
You mentioned the fact that the teams that the Eagles have played throughout this 8-game win streak have been tomato cans.
Going up against
they
the 15,
were tomato cans,
the 15 seed Trailblazer Douglas. When Hugh thinks he's blazing a trail and getting everyone to believe in what he says, Benedict Arnold Hugh
Ooh,
or Trailblazer Douglas?
Good one.
Tough one.
This is a good one, man. Ah, I'm gonna take Trailblazing.
Wow. Trailblazer out goes Benedict Arnold Douglas. Wow, that's a big upset.
Somebody had some money on that one.
Woo,
I was thinking Trailblazer.
I did.
Because I'm telling you, I have a congregation. I have a flock.
Oh, stop.
What? I have a flock now.
Flock?
Full
flock.
You know, it's a bad take when you laugh at it.
What do you mean a flock? People are flying behind you?
They're like, hey, with their little t-shirts on. Hey. No, that's not happening. I had to laugh.
You really
at that
think
one.
You're out here blazing trails?
Yeah, okay.
Flock is.
But I tell you what, though, I had a hell of a run last week when it came to these Twitter polls, though.
Oh boy,
70-80% was killing the game.
But you're getting
doing
killing
numbers.
You're getting.
I was doing
you're
cow.
Getting crushed
you're
today.
Cow. I was doing numbers.
Numbers.
Though. I was doing numbers. I was moving weight. I was pushing that thing.
You are getting crushed today, by the way. 60% of the people.
Man,
they're not
week.
Paying attention.
Wait, but it's okay. It's Friday. I got Monday's a new time.
Fridays don't count. I forgot. Fridays don't count.
Yeah, that's
everybody,
right.
Everybody check out on Friday.
It's March
everybody
Madness. People
Friday.
Are drinking already.
They drunk.
Yep.
You know, as I look at the field, the spin doctor it'll Douglas really might just cut down the nets. I mean, we hear spin doctor 5 times a show. It's
hey,
unreal.
Man, you gotta be positive about it every day. You got to be positive. True. You got to put it in a positive way every day.
You do. Will in the Northeast is up. What's up, Will?
Dream team, how y'all doing?
Hey, today? Will, what's up?
All right. Listen, I like Micah, right? But he's
always a butt.
He's like the school kid, right? That get good grades, but his behavior is bad, so it bring down the grade. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you got to call his parents every other week because he's acting up again.
Yeah. But he's a good player. But guess what? When he's on a podcast and he's just going off, like, you know, that's a distraction. Last season we didn't have no distract. We had minor distractions, but they got fixed. But this is one of them distractions that I don't think could be fixed, man, because I believe that's his personality. So I would like it, but guess what? that juice not worth squeezing right now, bro.
Yeah, his brother a lot, too.
Yeah, you checked out Terrence?
I was checking out his Twitter feed.
What's is he causing trouble? Well, that's why we had one caller said that he has to disown him if he's going to become an Eagle. Imagine that contract discussion.
Patrick Mahomes ain't,
a year
ain't,
and he disowned your brother.
He ain't disowned his brother yet, and his brother, wow.
Jackson's. That family's a lot.
His dad, too. Yeah.
The whole situation's a lot. Dad's got to keep himself out of trouble.
Dad need to just drink on the weekend if he can help it and get a designated. Your son made way too much money for you to be driving around.
Yeah, just call an Uber. Yeah.
That's it, man. That's it.
Yeah, paddle pack.
I think, you know, like, he will be a good player, but like I said, like, right now, we don't need that. But what I would like to see, like I keep saying, I see different players and I believe in them. But you know what? Real quick, y'all guys sound like me with Derrick Henry. A few weeks ago, it was Myles Garrett, and now it's this guy, Micah. So guess what? That dog ain't going to hunt.
It might not.
It always goes back to Derrick Henry.
You know, every single time. Will, you ready for your matchup of Hughes?
Let's do it, baby.
All right, here we go. The 2 seed in our bottom left region. And he's become really popular lately. Almost every lead of every show. Long Talking Douglas
hey.
Against the 15 seed Hot Take Q. When he decides to be hot takey, as he would say. Long Talk or Hot Take Q? Who do you like?
Wow. That's a tough one. Listen, lately, I'm going to go with what's been going on lately. Hey, Hugh.
Yes.
That long talking.
Long Talk Hugh moves on.
I feel like my flock likes it when I long talk. They understand where I'm coming from. Because a lot of times, I'm misunderstood.
Come on now.
I'm misunderstood a lot. And I'm trying to be a better person, and I'm trying to get my message out there a little bit more. Yeah. I want to be more clear and concise.
A lot of times
when I do that, Kyle, uh-huh. I have to slow down a little bit and let my brain stop going 100 miles an hour. You know, and I got to just slow it down.
We all feel that sometimes.
You know,
all
get focused. Lock in, if
so
you will.
The irony, though, of long talking is you don't like long talking, but then you long talk.
I tell you I'm about to long talk.
You do.
You know what the worst part about long talking is? When somebody makes a point and then it just, they're meandering. Mm. Like, if I tell you, I give you the preemptive strike that I'm going to long talk because it prepares you for a longer, you know, dialogue, monologue, if you will.
I hear you on that.
So, yeah, you just prepare people for it.
So do you want our callers to prepare
you? If they're going to long talk, okay. Prepare me.
I got you. Because
then
right.
I can lock in and I can, you know, I can lock in a little bit.
Okay. 215-592-9494. Do you want Micah as an Eagle? I do. Would you want him here in Philadelphia? Your phone calls on all this. Bryce Harper, his comments to the Inquirer about the Phillies getting outcoached in the playoffs in 2023 and 2024. Should he have said that? Plus, coming up, along with the final few matchups in our bracket for the first round today, Devontae Smith, few things to say on a podcast yesterday. We'll play that audio, including a funny story about Saquon Barkley. It's the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is turning the excitement up even higher for college basketball. Through the first two rounds of the tournament, bet on the lowest winning seed of the day, and you'll win a share of $1 million of bonus bets. Now, that's an upset you will not be upset about. Look, there's a lot of good ones going on right now. I could see a pretty big one happening later on today in terms of upsets in the NCAA tournament. FanDuel is the best place to bet on a tourney. You've got everything from spreads to money lines, team totals, plus so much more. FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to download America's number one sportsbook today and back your dog of the day, because in March, anything can happen. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.